We're on 5 lines from the bottom. Everyone has to mute themselves, please. 5 lines from the bottom on Sadiq Aleph Amadeus.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Masiv or Bibi Barabaya. Hagonev kiss Bishavis Chayev. If someone steals a pocketbook, a purse, on Shabbos, he's chayev. Why is he chayev? Now, there's a law called Kimle Midrabi Minei. If you do something that requires payment of money or something that requires Misa, you only get one. Which do you get? The one that's worse. So here, I break into your house and I'm stealing your wallet. So I make a kinyan on the wallet when I pick it up. I'm not chayev Shabbos till I go out. So it's not at the same time. Therefore, I'm not chayev. Okay? Therefore, I'm chayev for Geneva. Because the Geneva what?
You're chayev for both.
Chayev for both. I'm chayev for the Geneva because the Geneva happened first. And I'm not chayev for carrying until I take it outside, which is a minute later. Didn't happen at the same time, so I'm chayev for both. Now, the Gemara says, Shekvarnas chayev the Geneva, I'm chayev in Geneva, kodim shiyavul the Isser Shabbos. Before Shabbos came, what if you are you megarer the Yotze? What if you were dragging with your foot, you were kicking the thing with your foot, the purse? You never made a kinyan on it. Hayim megarer the Yotze, the Yotze, and then you went outside, Potter, you Potter. Why you Potter? Shari Isser Geneva of Isser Shabbos, Barn Kechot. Because now, the minute it leaves the property, the minute it leaves your premises, I am now automatically Kona it, and I'm also Chayek Shabbos. Very good. Now, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, V'sal G'dayzach Eged Kli, Shmei Eged, if you're telling me that items that are inside a Kli are considered part of the Kli, right? Then, Isak Eged Kli Shmei Eged, Kadim Le Isser Gneva Le Isser Shabbos? I'm sorry. Kadim Le Isser Gneva Le Isser Shabbos. Then the Isser Gneva happened first. Why did the Isser Gneva happen first? Why? Why did the Isser Gneva happen first? Right? Because you own the items in the, you own the items in the purse before you actually own the purse. Right? That's what we said before. It's earlier today. Right? Even when you have only partially, even when you're holding partial kli, right? Eged, that's what eged kli shmeged means, right? Eged kli shmeged, right? So therefore, when you're moving the purse, you're moving part of the purse, whatever's inside the money, and you own the money before you actually carried out the purse. So you should be chayev. It did not happen at the same time. So the Gemara answers, very difficult to answer, I'm not sure I understand this. Id afki derech piv hachanami. Yeah, if you were carrying it out front-wise, then you're absolutely right. You carried it out front-wise, so therefore, you have access to the money before you actually made a kinyan on the rest of the kli. However, hachamai eskinon, here we're talking about the afki derech shulav. You took it out on the back side, on the bottom side. So you had no way to open it. It was closed. You had no way to open it. So if you have no way to open it, in a chanami, your rights to the money doesn't become yours until you actually moved it into the other rishus, and therefore the kinyan and the gnev, the kinyan and the Isser Shabbos happen at the same time. So what kind of answer is that? But there's a scene. So rip open the bag and get the money out. So the Gemara says, "Di boy maskele v'shakel." So you can just take the money out. And the Gemara says, "Dinat benaska." No, it wasn't coins. It was bars of gold. Naska means some kind of bar. right? Benaska. The kivan, the ikashnatin, the kivan, the ikashnatin, mafgigle ad pume v'sharev v'shakol v'chinti agidi migavoy. So then 1 second. So had to answer the question. So you also have a drawstring or some kind of seam on the bag with bars. What's the difference if it's bars or money? So the Gemara says, Delekesh nothing. No, there is no seam. There's no seam. There's no seam, there's no drawstring. And you took it out backwards, so you never, your kinyan happened the same time as the Isser Shabbos. V'bai Zema, the Islay, Umirkarki Olevei. What does that mean? You had strings, but they're not near you, they're not drawn by you, so you had no way of opening it. Finally, you had no way of opening it. You had no way of opening it. Fine. V'chein Amar Rava, Rava said the same thing. Lo shanu, this din that we said, that if you have a box full of peiros and you put it on the stoop outside, even though the rove peiros are outside, you potter. Why you potter? Because you have to move the entire box. Ela kupa balea kishuna deluin. That's good if it's filled with big things, watermelons. Ava malea chardal, what if it's filled with mustard seeds? So you have 10,000 mustard seeds in the box. Half the box is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, half the box is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. There's no question you have complete items in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Chayev. Yechayev. Alma, what do you see? Kasavar, Egen Kli Loshme Egen. That the item in the Kli has nothing to do with the Kli. It's independent of the Kli. Because the mustard seed is very small. They're all in the one Rosh Hashanah. The box is in the other Rosh Hashanah. Who cares? Abaya Amar, Abaya says no. Afilu malei achal de putter, even if they're full of mustard seed, your putter. Alma kasavar eged kli shmei eged. Eged kli is considered a valid eged. Come Abaya b'shitase de Rava. Then Rava switched his mind to hold like Abaya. Come Rava, she says Abaya. V'rami da Abaya ad Abaya, v'rami da Rava ad Rava. Now there's a kash on both of them. Why? This Mara says, Hamoti peris l'shusarabim. Someone carries out peiros in the street, Abaya Omar, Biyad Chayiv, if you carry them out of your hand, you're Chayiv. The Kli, Potter. If you carry them out in a Kli, you're Potter. Why are you Potter? Why are you Potter? Because the Kalim are still, because the fruit is still in the Kli, and you have no Kavan on the Kli, I'm not sure why you Potter. Rava Omar, Rava says, Biyad Potter, the Kli Chayiv. But by the way, that contradicts what they said 5 minutes ago. So Apoch switch it around. Biyad Chayev? Now, Biyad Yechayev? Vatnan, Pashat, Balabayat, Yehuda, Lachot, Zmetal, Ani, Mitocho. First Mishnah of the Masechta. If the owner of his house sticks his hand out and the Natal, Ani, Mitocho, and the Ani takes something, or Shanasan, Latocha, you put something in his hand, the Hichnis, Shnei, and Paturin. They're both putter. So why Yechayev over here? So the Gemara says, no, Hasam over there, Lamaila Migimel. Over there was above three Tvachim. So therefore, it didn't rest anywhere. Hacha Lamata Migimel. Here, it's less than three Tvachim, and therefore you are Chayiv. Okay, that was not easy Gemara. We did it a little fast. That was not easy Gemara at all. Okay, next. Hamoti. If someone carries Bein Biyamino with his right hand, Bain Bismolo, with his left hand. Besocheko, if he carries something in his pocket. O Alksefov, or something's on his shoulder, carrying a knapsack. Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Why? Because that's all considered normal. That's all considered derech carrying. Yeah, but I'm a righty, so it's in my left hand. That's not called a shinoi. You know what? Not only that, Chayiv Shekin Maise B'nei Kohos. That's how B'nai Kahas used to carry the Aron Kodesh, right? It says, and Rashi says, B'kesef Yisau, that they carried it on their shoulders. What do you see? Why are we bringing Maisa Kahas? We bring it to show that carrying with your on your shoulders is something that's considered normal. Now, Rashi says something fascinating. The Yamin V'smol, V'cheik, Urachari. It's normal to carry in your right hand, your left hand, and in your pocket. That's normal. Ubishem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Matzasi Shomer B'Shem Rav Hai Shem Beforish B'Hashas Yerushalmi This is a pasuk from last week's parsha, Parsha's Bamidbar. Upekudas Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, and the appointment of Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Shemen Hama'or, oil, Kitaris Hasamim, Minchas HaTamid, the Shemen HaMishteh. Shemen HaMishteh? So it says, if they change it, something. If you notice, in the pasuk, there are four things mentioned. Now, how does a man hold four things? Says Rashi, Shemen, Echad B'Yamin, Echad B'Smol, HaKatoriz B'Cheiko, in his pocket, V'Hachavit in B'Kazveh, on his shoulder. And that's how you know that all four things are normal. Fascinating. Right? Right hand, left hand, pocket, shoulder. Now, says the Mishnah, Kalach Ayad, if you put it on the back of your hand, you carry something like this, on the top of your hand, or biraglo on your foot, bipiv in your mouth, bimafreko under your arm, baozno in your ear, besar in your hair, bapuntaso in a opia lamata in a bag, and the opening of the bag is face down, everything falls out. Nobody carries things like that. Bein bapuntaso lechaluko besfas chaluko, something about the opening, the drawstring. None of that matters. Or Biminalo, in your shoe, sandalo, in your sandal, putter. In all those cases, you're putter. Now, it means you're putter aval aser, but it's not a malacha d'oraisa. Shalohotzi kederach hamotzian. That's not the normal way of carrying things out. Now, good? Good, Mishnah?
Good.
Okay. Amr Belazar, Hamotzi Masoi Lamala Masar Tvachim Chayiv. What if you're carrying something and it's above 10 Tvachim? Okay? It's above 10 Tvachim. Now, we know that in Rishus Harabim, above 10 Tvachim is no longer a Makom Rishus Harabim. It's called a Makom Patur. Rishus HaYachid goes to the Rakia. Goes to the heavens. Rishus Harabim stops at 10 Tvachim. Okay? So how do you know if you carry something and I'm carrying it above 10 Tvachim, I'm not really carrying in Rishus Harabim? Says the Gemara, Hamoti Masar Limali Masar Tvachim Chayiv, Yechayiv. Shekim Masar B'nei Kahas. That's how the B'nei Kahas carried. It was above 10 Tvachim. How do you know it was above 10 tefachim? Says Gemara, Me'aviro ba'avir b'yado. If you're carrying something in your hand, the enual ksefo, it's not on your shoulder, right? The government are at asara kamar, and it's above 10 tefachim. So how do you know? The b'munach al ksefo, it can't be talking about on your shoulder. The masnisen he. The Mishnah said that. But nan hazorik dalat amos bakosel. Now listen to this. The Gemara is going to say later in the week, if you take a ball and you throw the ball on the wall, let's say it's a sticky ball, so the ball lands on the wall above 10 tvachim, the Mishnah is going to say on daf kuf, kizorik ba'avir, alma ein l'mayla me'asar b'shus harabim. You're not chayav for that. V'daf kizorik. That's only because you threw it. But if you carry it, you're chayiv, because you learned it out from the Bnei Kahas in the Mishkan. Now, 1 second. Ask the Meiri, 1 second. In the Mishkan, they carried on their shoulder. How does that translate to carrying my hand? I'm a chayiv for that. You're right. If I carry it on my shoulder, I'm chayiv, because in the Mishkan, they carry on their shoulder. What does that do with my hand? So the Meiri says it's the Kal V'Chomer. If you chayiv in a funny way of carrying on shoulders, so for sure, normal carrying in your hand, you chayiv, for sure. No? For sure you chayiv. Right?
You learned Kal V'Chomer from what they did in the Mishkan? I thought the whole answer was what they did in the Mishkan.
What? So he says, I'll read you the lesson. Hotzav V'yad. Mr. G, can you put it on mute? Mr. G, can you put it on mute?
I am on mute.
No, you're not.
Mute.
Now you are. Hotzah biyad, carrying in your hand, is ikur malachas hotzah. That's the ikur. How do you carry something? With your hand. That's the normal way of carrying. Hotzah bekesef tfeilula. Carrying on your shoulder is a secondary way of, that's not a normal way of carrying things. Bekiven shemasinu zechayah bahotzah bekesef lemaila me'atzar b'nei kohas. If the b'nei kohas carry something on their shoulder and they're chayiv, so for sure if you're carrying your hand, you're chayiv. For sure. No, you don't like it?
I just didn't know that you could make Kal v'chomers from the Surim that are in the Mishkan. I thought that that's our guideline of Hilcha Shabbos, is what they did in the Mishkan.
No, I don't know if it's a Kal v'chomer. I'll tell you like this. If I tell you, do you have a dollar in your pocket? Can I borrow a dollar? You say, you know what? I have $10. So it's a Kal v'chomer. If you have $10, you also have a dollar. It's not a Kal v'chomer. It's obvious. That's not a Kal v'chomer.
We just said a minute ago there's four ways to there were four ways to carry. Right?
Rashi quoted Rav Chaya Gaon from Yerushalmi. The Gemara here doesn't mention that. The Gemara says, because we learned from B'nai Kahas. B'nai Kahas carried the Aron on their shoulders. Says Deniri, what does that do with carrying in your hand? So the Deniri says, it's obvious. It's obvious. If you're carrying your shoulder, then for sure in your hand. Right? Like we say like this, if I can lift 100 pounds, so it's a Kal v'chomer I can lift 50 pounds? Is that a Kal v'chomer?
Yes.
It's not a Kal v'chomer. What?
Why not? Why is it not?
We might colloquially call it a Kal v'chomer, but that's not a true definition of a Kal v'chomer. That's so obvious.
Okay.
It's obvious.
Isn't not even that a Kal v'chomer. V'chomer is?
What?
So what is a Kal v'chomer then?
A Kal v'chomer is like this. If something's mutter on Shabbos, then it's for sure mutter on Yontif. Because Shabbos is more machmer than Yontif. And vice versa. If something's usher on Yontif, then it's for sure usher on Shabbos. That's not obvious. Right? Sometimes the Gemara calls it a gilu milsa. It's so obvious. Not a Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer requires a little ingenuity. Okay. So, where are we up to? Anyway, umayse b'nei kahas menolim. Now, how do you know the b'nei kahas? How do you know about the b'nei kahas? Well, it says, al ha-mishkan v'al ha-mizbeach saviv. So, we're making a hekesh. Makish mizbeach le-mishkan. There's a hekesh. Ma Mishkan. How tall was the Mishkan? Yud Amos. It was 10 Amos tall. Af Mizbeach, Yud Amos. So the Mizbeach was also 10 Amos tall. Why do we need to know that? Why do I care? Umishkan Gufe Minolan. How do we know the Mishkan was 10 Amos tall? Because the Chiv, it says, Eser Amos Orech HaKeresh. Each beam was 10 Amos tall. Uchiv, and it says, V'yifrosh es Oval HaLamishkan. And it says, and they covered the curtain with the Mishkan. I'm sorry, they covered the Mishkan with the curtain. Vamar Rav, Rav says, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirish, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he did it. He took the curtain and he covered the whole Mishkan. Mikan Atalame, Gavon Shal Levim Etzer Amos. You see from here that all the Levim and Moshe too were 10 Amos tall. Because how else can you cover the Mishkan? You got to be tall, right? Right? How else is Moshe going to do it? So I have a question which people have asked, had this question for many, many years. No one's ever given me an answer. You ever heard of a ladder? Why is it a riot that Moshe was 10 Amos tall? Maybe he took a ladder, stood on the ladder, and spread the curtain over the Mishkan. Why does he have to be 10 Amos tall? And here this Gemara says, and every Levi was 10 Amos tall. Every Levi was 10 Amos tall? That's 20 feet tall. For what reason? Why get a ladder? I don't have an answer to that question. Anyway, the Gemi, we have a tradition. Now, the fact that they carried the Mishkan, that was not the B'nai Kahas. The B'nai Kahas carried the Mizbeach. but the Mizbeach was also 10 amos tall. Now, where were the poles in the Mizbeach? Where were they? Were they directly in the center? Says the Gemara, the Gemiri, we have a tradition, kol tuna de medali b'motos, anytime you're carrying something in a pole, on a pole, like the Mizbeach, so tilsa mil'el, v'trei tilsa mil'atas. So two-thirds are below, and one-third's above the pole. So if they're carrying one-third on their shoulders, that means one-third of 10 is above their shoulders, right? One-third of 10, which is about 3 and something amos, is above their shoulders. Ishtaka have a medley tuva. So for sure, they're carrying something above 10 tvachim off the ground. No question about it. It's way taller than that, right? Right? It's for sure taller than 10 tvachim. Rashi has the whole thing. It was very tall. They're already 10 amas tall, and they're carrying something on their shoulders that's 10 amas tall. So one third of 10, which is 3 and change, is above their shoulders. It's for sure more than 10 tefachim off the ground. And what do you see? Carrying. It's carrying. The Bayisema, or I'll give you another answer. From the Aron itself. The Aron, the Amar Mar, Aron, Tisha, the Kapores Tefach. The Aron was 9, and the Kapores was a Tefach. You hear this? Now, they're carrying it on their shoulders, right? Hare Kan Yud, that's 10 tvachim. Ugmiri, we have a tradition, the Kol Tuna, the Medal of Emotos, if you're carrying something on a pole, so it's Tilsa Mila'el, betray Tilsa Mila'ra. One third above, two thirds below the pole. So how much is above the pole? One third of 10. How much is one third of 10? About 3 tvachim, 3 and change. Ishtakach delamalam mi yud havei koi. But since you have the body of the kohen, and it's on top of his shoulders, so there's no question that the aron was above 10 tvachim from the ground. Ask the Chasam Sofer, wait a minute, weren't there kruvim on the aron? Weren't there kruvim? What's the Gemara talking about? It was 10 tvachim tall? The kruvim alone was 10 tvachim. Chasam Sofer can't answer the question. He says there must have been a different Aron that didn't have Kruvim. It just had the Shivri Luchos. So he says, okay, whatever. The Gemara says, V'ligmar mi Moshe. Why do you have to dredge up the Aron? What's the one learning from Moshe? Dilma Moshe Shiny. Maybe Moshe was different. Amar Mar, Ein, Shechina, Shore, El Al Chacham, Gibar, Asher, Ubal Kome. Hashem will only rest his Shechina on somebody that's perfect in every way. He's a Gibor, he's an Asher, he's a Balkoma. So Moshe has to be so tall. So we want to talk about regular people. Regular people, they carry the Aron Kodesh. Moshe was special. Now, why does Hashem only rest his Shechina on someone who has such milus? Why does Hashem do that? A few answers. Some say because he doesn't owe anybody. Right? He doesn't have to answer to anybody. So he's free from any politics. He's already rich. He's already good looking. He's already tall. He's got it all. You got it all. You don't owe anybody anything. You can become close to Hashem. That's one way of looking at it. Others have a completely different approach. They say Hashem won't rest on somebody who's a Balmum. Hashem's going to be hang out with Balmums. Hashem doesn't really do that. So the person has to be super special. Okay, different approaches. Anyway, Amar Rav Mishum Reb Chia Hamoti Masoy B'Shabbos Al Rosho. What if you carry something on your head? You know, like one of those women that carry on their heads. So if you carry something on your head, so chayiv, yechayiv, shekein, anchi hutel, osin kein. Because the anchi hutel did that, they carried on their shoulders, on their head. That's how they did. They walked around with, you know, those baskets on their head. Says the Gemara, anchi hutel, rov the alma? Oh, that's rov of the world? What kind of crazy thing is that? Most people don't do that. The Gemara says, you're right, we said it wrong. Ela'i yitma hachi yitma. Amar Rav Mishum Abchia. In that town, if they carry on their head in that town, they're chayiv. Why? That's how they carry in that town. So the Gemara, what kind of thing is that? But they're crazy. That's not a normal thing to do just because they do it. You're right. Here's a story. Hamoti Masay al Rosho. If somebody carries something on their head, Potter, you're Potter. The Antim Salomer Anchihutzel Osin Kain. And if you want to tell me that Anchihutzel acted that way, that's not too normal. That's not normal. Okay? Can anyone hear me?
Yep.
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good, because I completely lost connection through the computer, but I have the phone. So Tosfos, on top Tosfos, he said something very interesting. He says you have a few Gemaras where the Gemara will say it's like here, that what they do over there is the model for what goes on in the world. No, they're a bunch of oddballs, right? And there's some place that it was an issue about thorns. One second. Yeah, whether there are thorns in a vineyard, whether it's klayim, whether thorns are edible. And the Gemara says, well, in Arabia, they give thorns to their animals, to their camels. And the Gemara says, well, in Arabia, that's the roof of the world. And the Gemara says, no, it's okay over there. It's okay. In other words, that's how the halacha is, like the Arabians. So why is over there? Don't we say bottle diet to etel kaladam? The Tosfos explains, because if you had camels, you'd also do that. In other words, the only reason why they do it is because they're the only ones that have camels. But if you had a camel, you'd behave the same way. Here, nobody, even if you had a basket, you wouldn't put it on your head. So it's mamish crazy. Fine. Good? Good? I can't see anybody, so I need to make sure that you hear me.
Right. All good. We hear you. You're good.
It's okay. Good, but in modern day halacha, don't we use halachically a concept that if something becomes normal or something is done, if it becomes normal in your place, something that wasn't normal, then it becomes
like what? Halacha. Like what do you mean?
Sushi. Nobody used to like bishlakum and sushi. It used to be, right, that nobody called sushi, nobody would have ever said that sushi was something that wouldn't be, wouldn't have bishlakum. Now people say sushi.
That's because it would have been served to kings, right?
Really? I never heard that.
The reason is it has to be something that's shulchan malachim.
Okay, the length of a woman's skirt, Mishnah Berurah, right?
Right. So that's also a myth.
It's a myth?
What's that?
Yeah, it's a myth that it changes by the neighborhood. That's a myth. There are certain things that do change by the neighborhood. That's not one of them.
I think I remember learning it inside. So I'll have to dig it out.
Okay.
Right there.
Fine. So we need a better understanding of the geder. Okay, we'll figure that out. Okay, next. Good. Hamitzchavin lahoti lefanov. Also, some hard, difficult mishnah. Somebody has intentions to walk. I would imagine it's like a pocketbook or some kind of satchel, and you want it to be in front of you. Ubalo laachrav. I'm sorry. Ubalo laachrav. Somehow it got behind you. So putter, you're putter. Why you putter? Rashi says second line on top. It's not what you wanted. It's like it just really happened. No kavana, and therefore you're potter. La'achrav, if it was behind you, ubalo lefanov, and then somehow you wanted it to be behind you, but then it came in front of you. Chayev, you're chayev. What's the difference? Hakame yechayev? So the Gemara is going to give an answer. The Emes Amru, the truth is, Ha'isha, if a woman throws a hat or some kind of beret into her hair, she's chayiv. Is that what it is in her hair? No, not in her hair. It's like some kind of beged on her, not her hair. I'm sorry. It's like some kind of underpants. I don't mean underwear. Under the skirt like another layer of protection for tznius. So if she did a bein lefen ebecha chayavet, she can roi leos chozer because it's prone to move. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, piskin. Also, piskin are beats from the melech. Rashi says shemelech lemosra leratzim was given over to runners in him chayavim b'hotzasan. They would take the king's message from here to there. So they're carrying the message in the front or in the back of their body. It doesn't make a difference. They're chayiv. Fine. Now the first part of the Gemara says, "Maishna alafana of a balach of the potter. How come if it was in front of you and then it went behind you, you potter below is habim machshavtam? It's not what you wanted. Talach of balafana of nana below is habim machshavtam. Same thing the other way around." Amar Balazar, yes, right, exactly. Tavra, the Mishnah's broken. Mishnah Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. Whoever taught the first half couldn't have taught the second half. It makes no sense to make a distinction like that. Amar Rava, Rava says, what are you talking about? Am I Kusha? What are you talking about? Dilma, Lafana, Vubala, Achrav, Taina Time of the Putter. If I had it in front of me and it went behind me, you know why I'm Putter? Then it's Chavim Shmir Mu'ula, Valt, Lashmir Pachusa. I wanted to guard it very well, have it in front of me, and then it flew behind me. I can't even see it. Of course I'm putter. La'achav, abala lafanav, but the other way around, haino time with the chayiv. You know why I'm chayiv? Then it's chayiv and l'shmir p'chusa. I didn't care about a good shmirah. I didn't mind having it behind me. But also the other shmir mu'ula. But an amazing shmirah happened. So then elamai kusha. Then what was your kasha? It was the kasha makes perfect. It's a very good explanation. If you have a better shmirah, what do you mean you didn't want the better shmirah? You got a better shmirah. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the Kasha. Do you get the Masis and Kasha? The wording of the Mishnah was not precise. It says like this. It says, if you wanted to have it in front of you and it fell behind you, you're Potter. Which implies, but if you wanted it behind you and it stayed behind you, you'd be Chayiv. That's what it sounds like. That's what I wanted. Look at the Seifa. If it was behind you, then it went in front of you. Chayiv. Why chayiv? Because the shmir meula. Halachav balalachav pater. That implies that if it was stayed behind you, it'd be pater. So it's a stira. And based on that, Amar Belazar, yes. Tavra, Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. That's right. Amar Vashi, my kushya, what's the big kasha? Dilma, Lomi Baik Amar. Maybe it's written like this. It's like it's written up in stages. Lomi, but I only have to mention lachav ala lachav the chayiv. Of course, I had it behind me and it stayed behind me. Of course, I'm chayiv. Why? This have the machshavta. That's what I wanted. Ela ela feel lachav ala fun of itzricholei. But if it was behind me and it came in front of me, I'm also chayiv. You know why? Because I got a shmir meula out of it. So because I dechamina, I would have thought halvelo is have the machshavta lo lachayiv. I shouldn't be chayiv for that reason. Kamashma, what do you mean? It's chayiv and l'shmir p'chusa. Volta, l'shmir mu'ul l'chayiv. You're chayiv. Very good. Now, the truth is, this story, l'achav, vol achav, tanoihi. If it was behind me and it stayed behind me, that's a machlokas tanoim. D'tanya. Hamoti mas d'pundaso. If somebody takes out money in his money belt, upia l'mayla, and the opening of the money belt is faced up, so the money doesn't fall out, chayiv, you're chayiv. Pia l'mata, what if the money belt is faced down? This guy's a shlamazel. He's putting it face down. So Rabbi Yehuda mechayev the chacham and potrin. It's a machlokas. Amal and Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda, iatamodim b'la'achav v'l'bala l'achav shu chayev. Don't you agree with me that if a person did his machshava, he's chayev? Right? Right?
Yeah.
So then, why if the purse is upside down? Why are you putter? Why are you putter? He carried it out, and he carried it out. So it's face down, so you're a shlamazel. So why are you putter? Amrulo, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Yatemod, the Klachiyad, Viragel, Shu putter? But don't you agree that if it's Klachiyad, it's putter? So, is that really Klachiyad? So Amrulo, Ani Amarti Davar Echad, Vein Amru Davar Echad. Echad. I said one thing, he said something else. Ani Lo Matzasi Chuvel Dvarim. I couldn't answer him. Vein Lo Matzu Chuvel Dvarim. They couldn't answer me. Now, Middikam Alahu, Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, Yatamodim, don't you agree with me? Right? Lav Michlal, the Pachi Rabbanon? Don't the Rabbanon obviously not agree with him, and they say it's putter in that case, right? In other words, the case is you wanted to have it behind you and it had it behind you. They say you're putter, right? All time ech, and according to this, the Amri lay, when the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Iyatamode, Klal, Iyatamode, that don't you agree with me about the Klachayad, Michlal, the Chayiv Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds your Chayiv on Klachayad? That doesn't make any sense, Votanya. No one argues on that. Lech, Lachayad, Raglo, Divirkal Potter. What's going on here? Elol Achav, Ol Achav, Divirkal Chayiv. No. If the purse was behind you and it stayed behind you, everybody holds your chayiv. No question about it. Lachayad viraglo divrekol pater. Klachayad on your foot, you carry something on your shoe, that's pater. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Bipindaso piu lamata. If you carried out a purse and the opening is faced down, mar madam le lachor volo lachorab. Rabbi says you chayiv because at the end of the day you did what you wanted to do. Ah, you're a slamazel, so what? Umar and the chacham madam le lachayad viraglo. They compare it to Klachayad. Okay. Then we said, Be'emes Amru, Ha'isha, Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Be'emes Halachi. Whenever it says Be'emes Amru, in the Mishnah, it means Tata Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Af Mekabli Piskin. Even the runners of Tana, Shekhen Lav L'Rei Malchus Osen King. That's what the runners of the kingdom do. Okay? Good?
Thank you. Yeah, good.
Next Mishnah, we're going to do a little bit more, then we're going to, there really isn't anywhere to stop. We're going to do a little bit more, because tomorrow's daf, Sunday's daf, is, I'm not exaggerating, one of the three most fundamental dafs of Masechta Shabbos. The end of it, the bottom of it. So we're going to spend a lot of time at the bottom of it. So I wanted to try to do whatever we can now, because we're going to spend a lot of time at the bottom of Tzana Gimel on the days tomorrow. That's Sunday morning. So don't miss Sunday's daf. Says the Mishnah, Hamoti Kikar L'Rishus HaRabim Chayev. If somebody carries out a cookie in Rishus HaRabim, he is chayiv, right? Right?
Okay.
Do I need a mission to tell me that?
Probably not. I'm sure there's a twist coming up.
What?
I'm sure there's a twist coming up somewhere.
So the Ritva says, this is no chiddush at all, but it's introducing the next one. And the next one says, if two people carry it out, you're potter. Why? Because two people doing a malacha is potter. Why? It's learned out of psukim. Says the Sfas Emes, what about the opening line? Hamotzi kikol l'rishus harabim chayev. What if it's a cookie from the Guinness Book of World Records, the biggest cookie in the world, it's massive, and you need 20 people to carry out, and you schlep it out by yourself. Are you chayev? The answer is yes. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Kikar Mishus Yachid, Chayiv, Yachayiv. What else is it doing here? Because the very next line says, well, if two people do your putter, so you see from here that if one person, you carry out a piano by yourself, normally you need two people to carry out a piano, but you did it by yourself. You schlept, your mama schlept. Are you Chayiv? 1,000%.
And two people carry out a piano are not Chayiv.
That's right. Well, it's a machlokas. Tanakhama says they're not chayiv. If two people carry out a pencil, and if two people carry out a piano, they're both not chayiv.
Well, actually,
it has nothing to do with the fact that it's not a normal thing to do. Two people don't carry out a pencil.
We're going to get to that. One second. Lo yachol echad lahotzio. What if it's a piano and you really can't carry a piano by yourself? Vohotziu shnayim, and two people carry it out? Chayovin. Then you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Potter. Rabbi Shimon says you're still Potter. This is going to have really.
You know, the poor man passes son ink. No, the rich man passes son in the house. The poor man takes it off him. That's one parak somewhere, right?
That's the first mishnah of the Masechta. Now, here we're talking about it's too heavy or it's too light. Two people did the malacha. Exactly. Josh, it's not about normal and not normal. It's really based on psukim. Listen to this. What if it's a cookie? I can carry out a cookie. You can carry out the cookie. I can carry a loaf of bread. You carry a loaf of bread. Reb Meir Chayiv, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon Potrin. Machlokas. Ze'ena yachol v'ze'ena yachol. No, it's a piano. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Chayavin, Rabbi Shimon Poter. They still say Yechayev. If you carry, I'm sorry, two people carry it out, right? Ze Yachol, but Ze Eini Yachol. I can't and you can. Divya Kol Chayev. Everyone holds Chayev. Tanya Nami Hachi, same thing. Hamotzi Kikar Lushas Rabin, Chayev. Hotzi Ushnayim. Rav Meir Mechayev, Rav Yehuda Omer, Im Lo Yachol Echad Lo Tzio, if one can't do it, Votzi Yoshnayim Chayavim, V'yam Lav, Peturin, Rav Shimon, put it in no matter what. Now, Menahani Mili, how do you know all that? And the Mishnah is going to say, it's based on Pshukim, and that we'll do on Sunday. Okay. All right? And we'll stop here, and everybody have a fantastic Shabbos.
According to the Svas Emes' Chiddush, he said that the Chiddush of the first line was that even if it's something that's very heavy and you end up doing it anyway, you're still chayim?
Yes.
So according to him, then what's the next halakha? If lo yachol echad lo
tzio. That's only the shita of the Tanakhama holds that. According to the Tanakhama, that's the shita. There's a theory of machlokas here.
So the Tanakhama...
What?
But Tana Kama would say, if your kid has a meltdown on Shabbos and sits in the middle of the road, two of you can pick him up and carry him, but not you.
That's right. And then it would be, it's still Usher, but it's Pater Avol Usher, right?
Right.
Right,
exactly. Exactly.
We've all been there.
Thank you so much. Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
See you Sunday.
Yes.
Go ahead.